Last night, the East Baton Rouge Parish Metro Council did not get the seven votes, decided to wait until August 9th to vote on the push to ban smoking in bars and casinos in Baton Rouge. Good morning, Matt Watson.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
What's good to talk with you. So what's the situation right now?
At this point, we had some confusion. It seemed, obviously, you know, as you could find from the testimony of Councilman Trey Welch, he had a lot of questions about the enforcement aspect of this. We had some confusion as to the fire chief, who made some recommendations for some changes, but that was after the item was put on the the agenda introduction system. So that couldn't be formally changed except for by friendly amendments from the floor. I think we may need to tweak this and go to the ABC board. I had a contact last night from the ABC board that said, frankly, I'm against the ordinance, but the ABC board has all of the mechanisms in place to effectively be the enforcement agent of this. So I think that's where I'm right down here at City Hall right now, about to walk in and start communicating with the parish attorneys, because I don't want this to be any hastily last-minute thing on August 9th. I want to try to get all of this stuff taken care of ahead of time so that we've got something on. I would have loved to have had it on July 26th, but I know that Councilwoman Collins Lewis and Councilman Welch would be out of town. So August 9th, I believe we're going to have a vote on that night, and I think this is going to pass on August 9th.
Well, there was a concern, I understand, from Councilman Welch that people might actually go to jail. Is that true?
There's nothing in this ordinance as it stands right now that has anyone going to jail. When I looked through it, I don't have it in front of me to give you the documented section number, but if worst-case scenario, repeat offenders would be threatened with the possibility of community service. That is probably the most drastic case scenario.
All right, 297-5633 in Baton Rouge and 877-217-5757 elsewhere for Matt Watson, East Baton Rouge Parish Councilman. Now, New Orleans, Monroe, Alexandria, and Lafayette have all passed a similar measure, and Baton Rouge is a holdout. Last year, the vote was 6-6. Matt Watson was not on the council at that point, and it's an obvious question from a listener, but you said it's going to pass. Well, I don't think it can pass without your vote. So right now, are you leaning toward voting yes?
I am leaning toward voting yes, which is why I'm down here about to walk into City Hall to try to get all this done, because I'm not a person who wants to put this off certainly to the last minute. Throughout, originally going up to last night, I'd been in numerous meetings with the parish attorney, meeting with all sides of this debate. I've met with bar owners. I've met with representatives from the casino industry. I've had many, many meetings with folks who are in the anti-smoking side of this, which I philosophically believe in. This has got, you know, this is something where we're protecting a lot of people's lives. We're protecting a lot of folks that come in there that want to have a good time and something like that. And I'm not trying to say that anyone's doing anything intentionally negative, but I would be leery about someone being told that the air is absolutely 100% hazard-free, so they feel like they've got this false sense of absolute safety in the air. And I think the only way you get completely safe air is by having smoking removed from the area.
877-217-5757, your number. Roy and Zachary's. Roy, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Matt Watson.
Yes, thank you for having the courage to introduce this, Matt. I work at one of these places, and I applaud you for what you're doing. If LSU can do it on their campus, I think the enforcement provisions can be done. Thank you.
All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Roy.
Now, does this apply to Zachary and Central?
It does not apply. A parish ordinance of this type would not be applicable in Baker, Zachary, or Central. And I'm worried. I believe what I've heard from Chief Smith is that the Southern University, Baton Rouge Community College, and LSU would have to enforce that on their own campus. Now, as far as I know, there's no casino or bar on either of those three campuses.
Okay, but there are some casinos and bars in other parts of the parish, and last night they showed up in full force, as you would expect. They like mm-hmm. things the way they are. Did they make a persuasive case?
Well, they've brought numerous documents with numbers of losses around the country, losses in Illinois, losses in New Orleans, and what have you. I've sifted through all those numbers. I don't think we can put a price on people's lives. I think that we need to, as a council, when everyone who's come in and fought for this can have the vote and they can get up and leave, the folks that are sitting on this council have their name on a document that's been made into law, and we should all be very committed to make sure that that's a correct document. It's mechanically sound. It gets us where we want to go. Try to do everything we can to offset economic losses. I mean, there may be real or perceived economic losses, but giving somebody maybe an opportunity to do so, and just say, look, if you don't get it done to reduce your economic losses in whatever period of time there's going to be between date of passage and date of enforcement, the onus is on that entity for not getting things done in that timely enough manner, and then it would be enforced at that time.
All right, another listener, Heather, asks about concessions. I understand, based on previous conversation with you, that if somebody wants to set up an outdoor smoking area, that is permissible. Has that changed at all?
No. That, as far as I know, at this point in time, nobody's tried to take something that away. And I don't believe that this affects a space like that. If I owned a small bar and had enough property outside where I could mitigate my losses and retain my customers by building a patio outside that was connected to the interior space, which would no longer allow smoking, I think that should be afforded to those folks, because this ordinance is to stop people who are trapped in an area and to inhale smoke. This is not an ordinance whose end result is supposed to be anyone who currently allows smoking should go out of business. That's not what we're after here.
And then there's the other so-called Churchill's exemption. Is that still in the measure?
That is still in the measure that previous council, Councilman Joel Bowie, put in, that there was going to be if you made 10% of your gross revenue in a month off of cigar sales, humidor rentals, and sale of items that were accessories to cigars, then that would be an exempted business. I have worked with folks to get that exemption doubled from 10% to 20%. There's some folks working on behalf of hookah bars, which I don't know how those work, but they mirrored that same exemption. Hookah bars were exempt. They went from 10 to 20% in what they need to document as their retail sales. And then there's other, if you have a tobacconist or a wholesale tobacco place that makes more than 51% of their monthly revenue from the sale of tobacco, those are exempt as well. I didn't work to have any of these added to the ordinance. I only worked to make it more strict as far as what the threshold was to be considered a cigar bar.
Another question, how long will the casinos have to adjust if this becomes the law of the city, of the parish?
Well, at this point, the very last sentence of the ordinance as it's written right now has 180 days, which is 6 months, from the date of passage to the date of enforcement. Now, if for all practical purposes, I'm concerned as to whether DPW, which tries to do their very best with the resources they've got at hand, to be able to review a plan, have somebody begin construction, give a permit, give inspections, and have somebody get something done. And even the most simple projects can take for a very long time. I had a friend of mine who wanted to build just a metal roof that was held up by metal poles and had a drain in the center of a concrete pad. And when he turned in his plans, as simple as they were, they said, we can get to them in 9 weeks. So I want to make sure that people do get, for all practical purposes, understanding the reality of how long it takes an opportunity to build outside for bars. Now, when you go to the casinos, I think casinos have certainly more sway than a private bar owner would have at the state level. Private bars don't need to go to the state level to get approval. They just need to go to DPW. The casinos have to have the the state legislature allow them to expand their gaming facility so that they could produce a place to game in an exterior space. And that's something that I've met with the gaming task force to discuss. And I think those are things that we need to bring to the table, have a discussion amongst the seven of us as to how much time needs to be afforded to that. Since we're already giving them 6 months, let's see if that needs to be amended one way or another.
When you went in last night for the meeting, did you think this was going to happen?
I did not believe it was going to pass last night because of the difficulties that I've sat and spoke with other members of council. I mean, you had other members of council that had historically voted against this, that voted for a deferral so they could see if we could come up with something reasonable and reasonable to all parties involved. So I think that's a very positive sign that this vote may be not 7-5, but something that's got even more in the affirmative if we can craft something that's really good and really get this going. But I believe it will pass on August 9th.
Well, thank you for joining us, Matt Watson.